The Bush administration is preparing to lift a moratorium on a fairly new and controversial type of pension known as a cash balance plan. The Treasury Department today unveiled a package of regulations spelling out what a company must do when it converts a traditional pension plan to a cash balance plan. Many companies are interested in converting, especially those with large numbers of older workers. But critics say lifting the moratorium will lead to a flood of new conversions, hurting older workers who have been at the same companies for a long time. NPR's Jim Zaroli reports.
The difference between traditional and cash balance pension plans may seem complex and even arcane, but critics say the difference can lead to nothing less than age discrimination. Under traditional plans, an employee's pension is based on the number of years on the job, as well as other factors like peak salary. Because of this, workers who stay at the same company a long time earn the biggest share of their pension benefits in the last few years of their careers. But under a cash balance plan, that kind of backloading doesn't happen. Alicia Manel is a professor of management at Boston College and a former Clinton administration official. She says the problem occurs when companies switch from one kind of plan to another.
If you're 50, you're just about to enter the period when you get really rapid accumulations in your pension benefits. And at that point, if the company says, oh, we're not going to stick with the old traditional plan, we're going to move to a cash benefit plan, it means that suddenly you're going to accrue less benefits than you thought you were going to accrue.
U.S. officials declared a moratorium on cash balance plans several years ago because they were so controversial. Now the Treasury Department has issued new regulations expected to lead to the lifting of the moratorium. In essence, the new rules say companies cannot give older workers less pension benefits than younger workers and cannot take away pension benefits already accrued. As long as they follow these rules, companies are free to convert to cash balance plans without worrying about age discrimination complaints. Bill Sweetnam is Benefits Tax Counsel at the Treasury Department.
What we're doing today is we're putting out proposed regulations that will make it clear how cash balance plans should be structured in order to be fair to all workers.
Sweetnam says that under the law, companies are free to make changes in their pension plans, and they are under no obligation to continue giving long-time workers bigger and bigger increases in pensions just because they've done so in the past.
You protect people's benefit that they have already earned, but current law says is that you don't have any right to your expectations in the future.
The result is that workers who have been led to expect that their pensions will rise at some future time may be disappointed. David Sertner, Director of Federal Affairs at AARP, says that his group would oppose the new regulations.
These are obviously proposed regulations. I think there's a 90-day comment period. We're disappointed. We had hoped that they would do more to protect older workers in these kinds of conversions.
Many companies have switched to cash balance plans because they're cheaper, but proponents of the plans argue that they're also good for employees in one important way. At a time when workers switch jobs more often, it makes less and less sense to tie pension plans to longevity. But the controversial way such plans have been carried out in some cases may have obscured their real benefits. Jim Zaroli, NPR News, New York.